There was a woman who went to the doctor's office, and while she was there, she met with one of the newer doctors on staff. And after a few moments being there in the examination room, the woman just frantically was raced out of the examination room, screaming down the hallway, and ran right into one of the older doctors there at the office. And the older doctor tried to calm the lady down and explain what was going on, and she told him everything that had happened, and he said, "Ma'am, we just sit right here on this chair. I'll be right back." He went walking right down the hallway to find that young new doctor, to find out what's going on. And he said, "Do you know Mrs. Terry is 76 years old? She has 8 children, 14 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. And you told her that she's pregnant?" And the young doctor simply kept writing on his clipboard, and he asked, "Does she still have the hiccups?" Words. They are powerful, aren't they? Powerful words we can use. You know, with your words, you can brighten somebody's day, or you can completely dismantle them, can't you? It is our words, these powerful things that we have, that can lift people up or tear people down. I received a call the other day, and I was told of a woman here at one of our care centers who is not doing well. I met with her over a year ago and talked to her about heaven. We had a terrific conversation back then, and I was told that this lady now, she is in the advanced stages of cancer, and she's not expected to live much longer. And they said, "Pastor, if she doesn't have a minister, would you go and talk with her?" Well, of course you go and talk with her. So I went into her room, and she's very anxious and agitated, as you would expect you'd find someone like that. And so we talked for a little bit, and I did my very best to talk to her about God's faithfulness. Talk to her about heaven and the fact that God is preparing a place for everyone who will trust in Jesus. And she did something that moment that it's going to stick with me for a long time. She said, "Can you come here? Come closer." So she's laying on her bed, and my face was this close to her face. She said, "Now, what were you saying about heaven?" So I reassured her. Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I will come again to take you to be where I am so that you may be with me." And as I shared those words of heaven, it was as if the peace of God just began to literally settle upon her heart and her mind. And I literally saw a change happen in her. I mean, her eyes got this sparkle about her, and she had this smile, and she said, "Oh, okay." And the transformation, it was not me at all. It was God coming with the truth of Christ to be able to, that I had the chance to share with her, and that simply gave her that peace that she needed in that moment. Words are powerful. Oh, I can't believe how powerful that they are. You know, we save some of our best words for the people we love the most, don't we? It's those people closest to us that will say, "I love you," or "I'm proud of you," or, you know, simply, "I do." Those are words that we reserve for some very special people. I do think, though, that our very best words should be reserved for God alone. That He deserves our very, very best. You know, nobody else is worthy of our best words but God. You know, and today, we want to give our very best to God. Our service is taking a different format than what we're used to. Today in our service, we're going to talk about what it means to praise God and also what it means to pray and to seek His face. But we're going to do more than talk about it. We're actually going to do that this morning. And we're going to take our cues from an ancient psalm, Psalm 105. And I have those words on the screen. I ask if you, the church, would read together with me as we read these words from Psalm 105. "Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him. Sing praise to Him. Tell of all His wonderful acts. Glory in His name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. That's incredible truth that is told to us. And these are commands that we are told. We are told that we are commanded to give praise. We're commanded to sing. We're commanded to make known His words and His works. We are commanded to look to God and to His strength. These are things that we are called to do. And these words were written by King David. And he was a guy that was a lot like us. He had a lot of blessings in his life, but he also had a lot of burdens. He was king of Israel. But he also had people attacking him on every side, didn't he? He was an incredible warrior. But he also had strained relationships in his family. David was a guy who made some amazing, godly choices, but also a man who made some terrible decisions. So David's a lot like us. He's living a life that's kind of a mixed bag. We know more about the life of David than almost anybody else in the Bible. We learn from him at a very young age and all the way up through his death. You may remember that David was a great musician. He wrote over 70 of the Psalms that we have in the book of Psalms, including this one right here. And as you look at that book of Psalms, it was their hymnal. It was the Hebrew hymnal that they would use to call people to worship and inspire people to give praise and thanks to God. And throughout the Bible, that's what we're called to do. In fact, over 250 times in the Bible, we find that command to praise the Lord, to give thanks to God, to lift our voices publicly, to acknowledge what He has done. It's like the old lady, she lived down south and didn't have a whole lot of money, but she had a front porch. And she would sit on her front porch in the morning and she'd say, "Praise the Lord!" Well, she was living next to an older guy, and he was an atheist. He didn't believe in God and all that stuff, and so these two didn't get along very well. And they would sit on the front porch and have this argument every day. She'd say, "Praise the Lord, what a beautiful day." And he'd say, "There ain't no God." And she said, "Praise God anyhow." She was having a rough month. She ran out of money before she ran out of month. So she was out on her front porch and she said, "Praise the Lord. God, you know that I need some groceries. Would you help me? And I'll be sure to praise you." Well, her elderly neighbor heard her prayer. So in the middle of the night, he went out and he bought some groceries and he stuck a bag of groceries there on her front porch. And he hid behind the bushes as she came out and she found the groceries and she saw them there. She said, "Praise the Lord! He provided groceries for me. I prayed and He gave me the groceries." And the neighbor popped out from behind the bush and said, "Oh no, He didn't. I went to the store last night and I bought those groceries and I put them there." She said, "Well, praise the Lord! Not only did He provide me groceries, but He also made the devil pay for them. Praise the Lord!" That dear old lady, she had things right, didn't she? She was giving praise to God, but she wasn't just simply saying praise the Lord. She had reasons why she was praising God, very specific reasons why she wanted to praise God. And in this psalm that David wrote, if you would read the whole thing, which we did not this morning, we just read the preface anyway. But we read and we see that David lists all these different things that God has done and why he wants to praise God and why he says we ought to praise God. He says we should praise God because He is. We praise God because God remembers. Because God made. We praise God because God swore or God confirmed or God called or God sent. He goes on and says God opened, God has given. And so we give praise to God for all of these things that He has done. I just want you to look at that list there. And I want you to think for a moment, has God done any of these for you? Has God remembered you? Has God opened doors for you? Has God called you? Has God commanded you? Has He confirmed something for you? Or maybe God has brought something to you. In all of these things, you know what? David says we are to praise God for all of His acts in our life. These are verbs. Verbs talk about action. And these are what God has done. And this is just a very short list. And so what David tells us to do is we are to praise the Lord because of all of these things. It's one thing to be able to simply say, praise the Lord. But you know what? We can teach parrots how to say that, can't we? It takes us to be able to say, praise God because He has done this in my life. I know He has showed up. I have prayed and He has answered. He has provided. He has taken care of. He has guided. He has convicted. He has rescued. He has redeemed. He has saved. And of course, I want to give praise to God for all that He has done. And I hope that's on your heart this morning. Because this morning, we each have that opportunity right now to lift our voice to God and praise Him for what He's done. And I want to give you folks, the congregation, the opportunity to do that right now. We have some microphones that are around the sanctuary, and I wonder if you have come to the house of God this morning with praise in your heart. That you would like to be able to lift your voice and say, I want to thank God because this is what He's done for me. And there is this precious promise in Scripture. It says that God inhabits the praise of His people. And as we lift our praise and our words to God, our very best words to God this morning, we sense, just like the lady there at the nursing home did, we sense the presence of Jesus. And so if you would like to lift your voice in praise, if you just lift your hand and someone will make their way to you to be able to bring a microphone to you. You don't have to stand. You have to come up front. You don't have to do any interpretive dance or anything like that. You just simply praise God. And I see one in the back there right now. Thank you.
It is something we've been praying. It's actually an answer to prayer. We prayed for 25 years, and I don't want to cry, but Joe and I pray for our children, amongst other things. We prayed that God would bring a Christian spouse to their life, and this past July, Michaela, our daughter, got engaged, and we are very excited because this boy is named, is named Tanner, and he is very nice and sweet and a Christian and attentive and excited to see what God's going to do in their lives, and as they get married, and they're getting married New Year's Eve. So a request would be, if you think of it, that the weather would be nice.
Amen. And all God's people said, praise the Lord. Amen. Someone else, who will be next? Yes, I see a hand here, and the microphone's over here. So, okay, go ahead, Wendy.
I just want to thank God, praise Him for saving my mom's soul. And my mother-in-law's too in the last year. And healing them and promising that I'll see them again.
Amen. Amen. That means everything. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Next hand. I see a microphone here. Yes.
I have a praise. We have been looking for housing for quite a while. And we actually made our down payment or deposit, and we are moving next week to our own home at 609 Fifth Street Southwest. So,
hey, awesome! Hey, amen! Congratulations! Thank God for that. Okay, next, see one right here.
I have a praise report. I am just grateful that God allowed me to be born at this time, and be able to grow up and be the person that I'm supposed to be.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God.
Despite all the craziness I went through, to get here.
Amen. Amen. Someone else. By the way, we've had all women so far. So men, lift your voice in praise. It's time for you to stand up. Praise God. Yes.
Is it on?
Yep, it's on.
I just want to praise God that I'm still on this earth.
Amen.
Because a year ago I tried to take my own life, so I'm still here.
Thank God. Thank God. Saving you. Someone, I see a hand right here. Randall?
Where do you begin to praise God? You know, he's done many blessings to me and my family. You know, I got a stroke, and he found my family come back together, and after being apart for so long, and now I'm back here, my old church. So yeah. What more can you do to praise God?
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank God. Someone else, simply raise your hand, and they'll find you. Just don't scratch, because, you know, yeah. Tim.
Recently, I had a difficult situation with my family, and God was able to come alongside, and I was not prepared for it, but he was able to help me through it, so I really appreciate that and praise him and thank him for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. He helps. Yep, start up here. Okay, Diane, you have a mic. Go ahead.
Well, mine's a little more lighthearted. Family trips are not vacations. There'll be more on that later, but I praise the Lord for family and being able to get away. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
I'm going to try not to cry, but I want to praise the Lord that it's been almost a year that Christopher has not had a seizure.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Wow. Bob Richter? Yeah. He didn't raise his hand. I just called on him. You see what I did there? Just saying.
I didn't intend to start with.
I just want to praise God that I'm a part of I'm a part of the family of God this very moment, this very day. And I just rejoice in his presence as he walks with me through the valleys, as he walks with me on the mountaintop. God is great.
Yeah.
All the time. Amen. And we're so thankful for that we can draw upon his strength and his forgiveness for us. Mm-hmm. And I just want to praise him today for those things.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thankful that we have a church with so many great young people in it. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I was reminded of how great some of these young girls are. My 5-year-old wanted a sleepover, and she's been begging and begging. And so we had a few girls. She wanted to have everybody, but we only have so much house.
Yeah.
But they, you know, for girls who are 10 and 11 to come and have a sleepover with a 5-year-old, and they had fun. And so I'm blessed that and thankful that we have such great young kids in this church.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Wow. Yeah. I see a hand right there, right beside it.
Well, every day when I go to work, I got some time going down the road, so I pray for my family and things that come to my mind. And,
yeah.
And yesterday, it was kind of neat to see a very specific prayer answered. I had little reservations about my work truck yesterday, about some things that... So I, you know, I asked the Lord, I said, just make this thing work till I get my work done today. And I planned on being done at noon. We got done at 4 o'clock, and I was coming back to Jessup feeling pretty grateful that I was done about 4 o'clock because I had stuff I wanted to go to it that night. And about a quarter mile from work, and I smelled diesel fuel, and I started losing power, and that's not a good thing.
Okay.
Believe me.
All right.
And I made it into the plant and backed it up by the shop down there and shut it off, and I mean it was just belching fuel all over the place. And you know, if that's not answered to specific prayer, I don't know what is, you know.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah.
It's
amen.
Just praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, thank God. Amen. Yeah. But not only does God call us to give praise to him, but David also says that we are to seek his face. And as we realize that, we realize that is a call to prayer. You know, it's our way of coming before God and bringing to him our needs, our concerns, our burdens, our sorrows. You know, there are many ways that God speaks to us, isn't there? God's been speaking to me through your testimonies today. Maybe it's through this beautiful day that God's made. You see His hand at work. I mean, the heavens declare the glory of God. It's through friendships. It's through lots of different ways. Through His Word, through sermons, through His Spirit. But you know, there's only one way that we have to talk to God, and that is through prayer. And David says we are to seek His face. Other places in the Bible it says we are to pour out our hearts to God. If this is the only way we have to talk to God, it should not surprise us then that the devil does everything he can to keep us from praying. He will keep us extremely busy or preoccupied or discouraged or whatever it takes to keep us from praying. But yet the Bible calls us again and again to seek the Lord, seek His face. When we pray, what we're saying to God is saying, God, this is what I'm dealing with today. This is how I feel today. This is what I'm discouraged about. This is what I'm thankful for. This is what I need. This is prayer. It's not, you know, coming with some big fancy words or us repeating the same words over and over as if our repetition somehow impresses God. No, God is our loving Father. And just like any loving father longs for His children to come talk to Him. Tell me what you need. Some people think, well, I don't want to trouble God by constantly coming and talking to Him again and again. Do you know this? The only way you can trouble God is by not coming and talking to Him at all. That's what troubles Him. As parents, we all know what that's like. We wonder why our kids haven't come or why they haven't called for a while. And we start to worry about them, don't we? That's how God feels. When we don't come and talk to Him, He's saying, I wonder what's going on with Bob. I mean, why isn't he coming to talk to me? I better go find out. God longs for us to come to seek His face, to come and to look to Him. He simply wants us to talk to Him as a son or a daughter talks to their father. A little while later, we're going to have the opportunity here in our service to pray with one another, to pray for one another. And I'll instruct you on that. But let me just remind you of this simple truth. It was written over 100 years ago. A man who had a lot of burdens and a lot of hurts. He said this, "What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." Do you know the rest of it? Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Seek God's face. Look to the Lord. Pour out your hearts to Him. Let me pray for you right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the joy of knowing You and being able to seek after You. Thank You so much for all that You are doing. And I know that if we would have continued on, there would have been many more who would have been able to lift their voice in praise. And we're going to be able to do that even in our meal to follow this service. But we are so grateful for all You're doing. Thank You that You're a God who speaks. You're a God who remembers. You're a God who calls and delivers and rescues and redeems and forgives and transforms. Thank You that You are our helper, that You are the one who carries our burdens and our sorrows. And we come to You and we look to You and we ask, Father, that You would help us to remember this simple rhythm of life in You, to give thanks to the Lord, but also to seek His face. We pray that Your Holy Spirit would continue to be with us as we walk together in this service, giving thanks to You for all that You have done through us, but also to be able to bring our needs before You in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.